Social impact. Just what are public-private partnerships? How are we keeping children safe? Children are being reduced to data points so outcomes can be tracked. Now there's a predatory model based on profit. When you are talking about money and children, the system gets gamed and you, the parent, lose your voice. Is it really informed consent? You decide. Here's your host, Lynn Davenport.
You're listening to Social Impact. I'm Lynn Davenport, your host. And today we are here with Dr. Richard Fleming. This is the second time Dr. Fleming has been on the show on the OBBM network. And I brought you back because the last time you were here, we talked about gain of function. Mm-hmm. And since then, about a month later, there was a big to-do in the national news with Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. And they were talking about gain of function research. So let me back up and just introduce you again. For those who don't remember, or those who are just now listening, you're a nuclear cardiologist with a law degree.
Yeah. Physicist, nuclear cardiologist, lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're right. And what else? Tell us anything else you want to tell us about yourself.
Are there three children?
The most important role, of course. Yeah. And I'm sure that informs what you do and drives you to share what is going on with this virus, with the vaccine, which is really a drug and a bioweapon, which we talked about on the last show. And so let's just dive right in because it's a lot of information, but it's not boring. I think it's actually very interesting and it's very relevant to every single person on this planet. Is the most important thing to get empowered and understand, first of all, what's in this vaccine? What's in it?
Right. So I think the fundamental question here is really, what is this virus? Because that's what we're supposedly vaccinating against. And mm-hmm. So the information about gain of function for the listeners who may or may not already know this is that gain of function is a way to take a virus and to increase the ability of that virus to infect people and to harm people. Mm-hmm. And at first blush, you might think that nobody in their right mind would do that type of thing, but you have to understand or realize that the people that are funding this aren't exactly working with the Girl Scouts. I mean, this is the Department of Defense, the CIA, USAID, the National Institutes of Health, National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, have been paying for right around 30 years worth of research. And the track record is very clear that the money that's come from the federal government to Peter Daszak at EcoHealth, to Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, and Shi Zhang Li at the Wuhan Institute of Virology have all shown that they have manipulated these viruses over and over and over again to make an infective virus. So
why gain of function is so controversial is because it makes the virus more deadly, more contagious, and we've drawn the conclusion, we have proof that it's a bioweapon. Is that correct?
Right. So the reason why gain of function would be an advantage is the premise behind it is that if you could figure out where a virus was going, you might be able to figure out how to treat it or to deal with it in advance.
You can get ahead of it, or right. You could also release the monster and then it turns on you.
Right. So the problem is that when you do it for good reasons, you're looking for subtle changes. Gain of function that has happened with this virus aren't subtle changes mm-hmm. unless you consider 2,000 to 3,000 years worth of evolution, subtle changes. So we're looking at major pieces of genetic code that have been inserted into this spike protein to make it infective and harm people. So it makes it pathogenic, harmful, and to be spread across the board. And that's important because the issue of these biologics, which is what they really should be called, drug vaccines are really what are termed biologics. They're biological, right? Mm-hmm. And they're meant to have an impact. So, quote, vaccines are biologics. Mm-hmm. They are designed to inject into somebody something that looks like what you're wanting people's bodies to prepare for, so that when you do become infected, it shortens the time for you to respond. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. So biologics or drug vaccines don't prevent you or anybody on this planet from becoming infected, and they don't prevent you or anybody from transmitting the virus from person to person.
So that's false advertising, what they're giving out there to people. What they're telling people about, if you get the vaccine, it's giving them the false assumption and the false sense of security that they will be protected.
Right. People have, I think, And in some sense, I think they've just simply allowed people to conclude that, you know, if the people are going where you want, you just let them go. Right.
Okay, I understand. But
the reality is, so when you ask what's in the vaccines are the genetic sequences to make the spike protein. But when you realize that the spike protein was a gain of function bioweapon that was developed, now the answer to your question changes. What's in the vaccines is a bioweapon.
Got it. And so Dr. Fauci perjured himself when he said what he said with Rand Paul.
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun to watch because I've not seen anybody squirm that long in a while. And I'm going to make one correction on what you said.
Okay.
If we're going to call Dr. Anthony Stephen Fauci doctor, then we're also going to call Senator Dr. Rand Paul doctor. Because
he is a doctor. Okay, I should have done that. Yes, you're right. I knew that.
The difference, however, is that Dr. Rand Paul actually completed his residency in ophthalmology, where I'm unable to find Dr. Fauci having completed a virology residency.
Well, I find a lot of these doctors that are in these ivory towers, they've not been with patients in decades. And I would say the same is happening at the local level with Dr. Philip Wong, who came from Austin, and he's now the director of Health and Human Services in the city of Dallas. These people have tremendous influence over what happens in our schools. And, you know, they've been masking children. They've been doing, you know, unnecessary protocols. And the children have suffered as a result. And we've talked about that on other shows that I've done here. But I want to get back to the drug, the vaccines, and talk about, do they work?
Right. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just have to be able to read papers. And the papers that you need to read are the emergency use authorization documents that Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen, which is what most people call Johnson & Johnson, but the company's Janssen, filed with the FDA to get the emergency use authorization. If you actually go read those documents, and I encourage everybody to do it, you can go to the website, FlemingMethod.com. You can go under documents. All three of them are listed on those documents. And you read through them and you ask a very specific question. If I look for evidence that people do not come down with COVID-19, which, by the way, is not the infection. The infection SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 is the disease. Correct. So if you ask how many people come down with the disease or how many people die, and you say how many people in the vaccinated group versus how many people who didn't get the vaccine, you'll discover that, in fact, there's no statistical difference in the outcomes. So you're now taking a biological product that is a bioweapon by definition that doesn't prevent you from getting COVID or dying.
And no benefit.
No benefit.
And if anything, it could be harmful because it is a bioweapon.
Right. Potential harm. And we only have to think back to the 1970s when the last time this little fiasco happened, when a swine flu vaccine was given. And at that point in time in the United States, you know, when we didn't care so much about each other, 25 people died and we pulled the plug.
Right. That was enough to shut it down.
Now we are a loving, caring country and we're in it together. And what, over 4,000 people are dead and it's being run amok.
Suddenly we don't care.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the question that all these parents have. Should we be injecting our children with this drug?
Social Impact will be right back. Make sure you subscribe to the OBBM Network podcast on Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or Google, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns, license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today.
Business runs on technology, and human beings are creatures of habit. Unfortunately, not all our habits are good. Technology, when it works, is supposed to make our lives easier, creating routines that allow us to protect customer data, track our progress, forecast the future, communicate better, and move much faster. So, you need technology solutions that work when you're not working, or simply not paying attention. Smart technology solutions, making the complicated uncomplicated.
You're listening to Social Impact. I'm Lynn Davenport here with my guest, Dr. Richard Fleming. And so we're going to just dive right into the implications on the children. And a lot of parents are questioning, you know, their social media telling the kids they need to get the vaccine, even though the risk, even on cartoons, the media is bombarding our children with messages that they need to get the vaccine so they keep their family safe and not infect grandma and all the pressures that they have. And they want to be able to go back to concerts and do all the things that they did before. They want to go back to normal. And so parents need tools to be able to resist this and protect their kids and then have informed consent too. So we'll talk about that. And first go into the safety and the risk.
Well, to begin with, I'm a parent. You're mm-hmm. a parent.
Yes.
Okay. I don't need anybody's consent or approval for what I do for my children. And I think one of the things that parents need to recognize is that they have an obligation to their children and not to the school system, not to the medical system, not to the politicians or anybody else in this country. Your children look up to you to give them answers. One of the things we just covered is that the vaccines make no difference in the outcome for the people that are going to be diagnosed with COVID or the number of people that are going to die. Vaccines do not prevent you from getting infected, and they don't prevent you from spreading infection. Children want real information from their parents. If they don't get it from their parents, they will take it from wherever they get it. Social media, cartoons, as I've been told, anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Name another time in history where to get you to do what is right, they will give you Krispy Kreme donuts or marijuana or beer or baseball tickets mm-hmm. or put you in a lottery. I mean, do you really need to do that if what you have as a product is really what people need?
If it's
you're
so great.
You're doing that because you're playing a game to manipulate people.
Right.
And to manipulate people and convince children, mm-hmm. that they are doing something good for their family members. Most good kids will love their parents enough to do whatever you ask them to do if it will protect their family, if they've been what I would consider raised correctly.
And you explain to them why it's
right.
There's a good reason for it.
So these kids are being manipulated, and that should tick off every parent listening to this program.
Well, it is. And so I've had so many parents ask me, what do I do? And they feel helpless because the messaging is so much stronger than what the parents are able to give the kids. And so I guess then, you know, we can provide. So I'll have this in the links on when this is released. I will have links for people to go to FlemingMethod.com and be able to be armed with the facts. But even the media has reported a couple of articles I've seen recently where they've talked about the risks in adolescents and young adults with heart issues. So the media is not hiding the fact that there are serious complications after receiving the vaccine. And, you know, in the break, we were talking about the VAERS and the data that's out there and in how many people have had blood clots, brain bleeding, and heart issues. And I've even heard of menstrual cycles being attacked by this, and that people bleeding for months on end. It's affecting those who haven't even had the vaccine, who are in proximity to women who have, and it's affecting their cycles. Those are the things that we need to seriously consider, and we need to expose those things because we're talking about children, and they've not had, do we even know about fertility issues? They tell us that there won't be fertility issues, but how do we know? It hasn't even been long enough for us to study that.
You know, the swine flu epidemic showed us exactly what happens when you jump on something too fast without doing the right types of research. The right types of research that should have been done for these biological drug vaccines included animal studies instead of using our children as the animal guinea pigs.
Well, I saw there was a physician I think she was at Parkland, and she actually did use her toddler and she even used the word guinea pig.
Yeah.
No, he's not a guinea pig. I've done my research. I'm an informed parent. No, it's not possible that she could have done that. She's using her child as a human guinea pig.
Well, the problem especially for physicians is that we've been trained that drug vaccines are useful. And by and large, many of them are. But this is not the same scenario that we've been addressing. This is not a virus that's been weakened to give our bodies a chance to address it. This is a drug biologic that injects billions of genetic codes into people to cause a response. And if you're a healthy person, you're going to have an even larger immune response. And that's what the VAERS databank is showing.
So the healthier
you are. Thousands of problems and well over 6,000 now deaths, I'm told, it's just exponential off the chart from anything we've seen before in history, as long as they've been doing it. And if the data is correct, if the studies have been done on VAERS is correct, those numbers represent anywhere between 1 and 10%. Let's just pretend and give them the benefit of the doubt it's 10%. Multiply those numbers times 10 and see what type of horror you really have to look at. You know,
don't you remember they were counting everything as COVID and they didn't question any of that. We were supposed to just give them the benefit of the doubt. If when in doubt, let's just count it as COVID. But now on the flip side here, we've got the VAERS data and people are questioning the accuracy of that data. No. When in doubt, we can go ahead and count that as VAERS. As a risk.
Well, here's the reality. Those COVID deaths should be counted as COVID deaths because there were people who had inflammation and blood clotting that weren't being treated. Well, the VAERS data are inflammation and blood clotting as a response of the drug biologics. So they are exactly the same thing.
It is.
The only difference is that we have to blame the people that were responsible for developing this gain of function virus, the same people that are getting the money for the vaccines, the same people that are getting the money for CRISPR technology, the same people who've been investing in something called SAM, which is self-amplifying mRNAs and transmissible vaccines, because they have been working for about 2 to 3 decades to make vaccines that will transmit from person to person just by giving it to one individual. And the animal model that they've done the most on are bats. And the self-amplifying mRNA vaccines, which amp up the amount of mRNA that's made for these spike proteins, always have animal models and viral vectors connected with it. And you can look through the tables on all these infections. And at the very top of the table, you'll see two infections, rabies and SARS-CoV-2. Rabies doesn't have a vector associated with it. SARS-CoV-2 does, the adenovirus, which is the same thing that's in the Johnson vaccine. And on the far right of that column, it has animal. Now, in all the other viruses, you'll see dog, pig, mouse, monkey. You want to guess what the animal is for SARS-CoV-2?
Bat.
Human.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
They're not even hiding it in the data bank.
Well, right, because that was there was also the controversy about the aborted fetal cells.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's certainly one of the controversies, but that just pales in comparison with the fact that what we're injecting into people are a man-made spike protein gain of function bioweapon. Yes. So if you're sitting there going, what do I do as a parent when they're pushing my child to get vaccinated? The answer is you say no. And if enough parents stand up and say no, are they just going to, I mean, I know they shut the schools down and kept everybody at home. I think those days are over. With enough indignant, upset parents, that's not going to happen again. And it's time to take the country and the schools back.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about solutions.
Social Impact will be right back. Make sure you subscribe to the OBBM Network podcast on Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or Google, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The OBBM Network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the National Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
All right, this is Lynn Davenport. You're listening to Social Impact, and we're going to finish here with Dr. Richard Fleming with some solutions, because we've heard a lot about the virus, we've heard about the vaccine, we've heard about the risks, and now I want to empower parents. And so we need to inform, we need to educate, we need to empower them, and then I added my own, which is litigate. And I want to talk about the lawsuit. Let's go into that.
Well, there's more than one lawsuit because, as you can imagine, this needs to be tackled in a number of ways. So one of them has to do with what was just filed in Alabama, where there was a TPO, which is an effort to temporarily restrain actions that are occurring. And that had to do with children being vaccinated in the state of Alabama. And I provided some documents on that specifically.
Without parental consent, they were being vaccinated?
To just simply stop all vaccination of children in the state of Alabama.
I see. Yes.
Independent of whether parents would consent for their children to be part of an experimental drug group or not, which, as a parent, I can't understand why you would do that.
Regardless if they wanted to, it shouldn't be allowed.
So that's that. We're also working with European countries so that information that I've provided on this gain of function has now been filed in the International Criminal Court in several countries in Europe. And that information has, my understanding, kept it in the courts so that that litigation is moving forward.
And is this relating to the Nuremberg Code?
This is pushing forward for a Nuremberg 2.
Nuremberg 2,
right. Okay. And then we are in the process of filing in federal court in the U.S. to immediately stop the cessation of gain-of-function research, to immediately stop the interference with physicians practicing medicine with patients, to immediately stop vaccinations in people of all ages, not just children, but adults. I mean, it's criminal also that we've taken our elderly and exposed them to the risk of these vaccines, particularly under a premise that somehow this was good for them. and to hold these people criminally accountable. So the lawsuit in the United States will very specifically target the agencies that I've talked about and people like Dr. Fauci and Mr. Gates, who have promulgated these vaccines and misinformation about this virus. And this will give them their day in court to actually prove whether they're innocent or not of these charges. But this type of information, I think, is important for parents to know, because if you can turn around to your children and say, wait a minute, there's enough going on here that there are real legal concerns and battles going on, which means that this is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wouldn't be dumb enough to bring this suit myself in court, and I wouldn't be participating in international courts of criminal justice to be getting this done. If it's bad enough to call it criminal, parents and their children should say, wait a minute, we wouldn't put our child out there to have them raped or robbed or murdered or stabbed or beaten up. And an abuse of your child is an abuse of your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these are crimes against humanity. And
they very much are.
They need to be prosecuted for it. And you brought up Gates and Fauci. And so I'm thinking this is just a prediction. So if Melinda Gates is getting out while she can before he goes down, I wonder if Dr. Fauci's wife will do the same. We can't speculate.
We could, but we won't. There's no point in it. Right. She has to decide, and she's going to have to make some decisions herself, which is how much did she know about what her husband was doing?
Mm-hmm. Because she's got her own story.
This is 2 to 3 decades worth of stuff. Yes. And if you look at the same people that are investing in this, we're talking about Helmsley, Arnold, Gates, and people that are connected with Epstein. We're talking about absolute criminals and pedophile connections that are very clear from the documents that I have and other people have.
And transhumanism, which we talked on the last show when you were on. I want to go back to describe for the listeners the Nuremberg Code and how that was in place or put in place and
right.
why.
So during World War II, many of the German doctors with the German Medical Association simply decided to go along with Herr Hitler and do whatever he wanted to. Dr. Joseph Mengele was the lead doctor in that group, and he experimented on people in prisoner of war camps and outside of prisoner of war camps because he thought for the benefit of the German peoples that these experiments were beneficial. And the goal was to manipulate the genetics, manipulate on the people to experiment for the good of the German people, much as the gain of function has been for the good of the people and the vaccines for the good of the people. So at the end of that war, as most people know, there was a calling and accounting for criminal actions. And the Nuremberg, Germany, trials were held to hold the people accountable for these crimes against humanity. And what was decided at that point in time in 1947 is that we as a people, as humans, would never again allow this type of experimentation upon people. And they held these people criminally accountable. They hung them. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about putting them away in nice jails. They hung them. They killed them because they experimented and manipulated upon people. Goering, who was second in command, so at the trial was first in command because Hitler was dead, laughed at American prosecutors who said, well, this could never happen in the United States because we are a free people. And he laughed at him. He said, it doesn't matter whether you're a democracy or a parliament or fascist or communist or socialist. If a government tells their people that there is a problem and that you must follow the answer or solution, if not, you are anti-patriotic, you can get any country. And he emphasized, including your country, the United States, to do whatever you want them to do. Wow. And we have never seen a more strong expression of Goering's comments than what we have seen in the last year and a half that has taken 2 to 3 decades worth of work to get to. The truth of the matter is that we need a second Nuremberg to hold the criminals accountable that have done this and to stop the nonsense that's going on. The manipulation of human beings, whether it's been to shut them down, to isolate them, to stop our communication, to take our children out of schools, to force vaccinate our children, or to convince our children that they should receive a drug that they don't have an understanding of, or for our people, or to make people fearful that they'll harm their parents or grandparents who might have an illness, is criminal action.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you were talking about how he was talking about what's your patriotic duty, I've heard our county judge Clay Jenkins say that very thing, tweeting out that it's your patriotic duty to get the vaccine. It's your patriotic duty to wear the mask or stay at home or whatever it is. And so that kind of propaganda, people hear that and they're thinking that, okay, this is my duty.
Patriotism has nothing to do with going along with the government.
No.
Patriotism has to do with standing up for the foundations and principles of the country. Every one of the founding fathers was a criminal. Every one of the founding fathers committed treason to the King of England. They stood up for the principles that they thought that were important for their families, for their wives, their children, their grandchildren, and the people they love. That's patriotism. Patriotism is standing up for what you know is right and for the benefit of your country. The freedoms that have been surrendered from individuals in this country, whether it was the Patriot Act following 9/11 mm-hmm. or re-signing in of components of the Patriot Act during the time that additional funding was provided for Americans in 2020, those documents were signed back into law. We let them lapse during a period of intelligence in the country, and then during a period of stress and manipulation, they got slid back in right. to control and manipulate the peoples. It is not patriotic to surrender your rights or your children or the people you love to a government that's been involved in gain-of-function research that has committed crimes against humanity.
Amen. I can't say much more, but I do want to address the verdict of the Nuremberg, the trials.
Nuremberg too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the verdict was every one of those individuals were guilty of violations for crimes against humanity. They intentionally and knowingly, this is the attorney in me talking now,
yes.
these are the terms, intentionally and knowingly committed these actions that they knew that would be harmful to other people in the world.
And
when you intentionally
that.
And knowingly do this, and you violate the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty, which this country signed and ratified, when you violate the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights Treaty, which this country signed and ratified into law, which makes it constitutional law because that's carried out in the Constitution that a treaty that is signed and ratified becomes the top law of the country. When these laws are violated by the people in power, then you have real treason.
All right. Well, you've given us so much to work with. You've empowered us to have the tools to stop this and to be informed what we can do to protect our children. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the work that you've done. I mean, you've done yeoman's work. This has taken, I know, so much time and energy. And I know you have a book. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it, but I think it's important if you can.
Right. So
say that real quick.
After about, almost 15 months of researching this and getting the documents about this gain of function spike protein on this virus, I've collected and put together a book that will be coming out very shortly that shows the paper trail of publications mm-hmm. and patents, and the money is going to the U.S. government for patents on this spike protein, on manipulating genes on these vaccines. The paper trail that shows the funding of Peter Daszak at EcoHealth and additional funding, roughly 173 additional grants that went to Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina. And Shizeng Li at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is all coming out in the book. We're making it available for the general public to see the truth. Mm-hmm. We're making it available for the attorneys for litigation to have the truth. So at this time in this trial, the jury, the American people are going to know the whole truth, and the wool is not going to be pulled over their eyes.
All right. So our listeners can find you at FlemingMethod.com, Dr. Richard Fleming. Thank you for listening to Social Impact.
You've been listening to the Social Impact Podcast on the OBBN Network, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeart, and anywhere you enjoy listening to podcasts. For more information about how you can get involved to educate our local DFW communities or to be a guest or sponsor of Social Impact Podcast, call 214-673-4018. For OBBN Network programming information or permissions for reproduction segments of the show, call 214-714-0495. Social Impact Podcast is created by Offbeat Business Media, LLC. For the OBBM Network, unauthorized use of this content, the Social Impact Podcast or OBBM Network brands are expressly prohibited.